I know I have a rifle, because I got, well, I ain't telling y'all what I got. I have a rifle. I know how to load it. I know how to cock it. I know how to aim it. Buddy, you better believe I know how to shoot. No brags, just the truth. Amen. And I don't have to have a feeling. Goosebumps don't have to come all over me. I know up front how to use it. I know how to load it. I know how to, I know when it's ready to fire. Do you know you're loaded? And you know the trigger is cocked? God is ready for you to fire on that demon that's been bugging you, telling you that you wasn't coming out of this, telling you that you're not strong enough to do this. Hallelujah. That you are armed and you are dangerous. Hallelujah. And when we come together, that's why he works so hard. But we are tearing down all these dividing walls between people. That's why it works so hard. Because when we come together, there's explosive power available. Have you ever wondered why? And you think it's you, but the devil's working overtime in your mind fighting you. And he had many years. Can I talk to you? He had many years with some of you. He had many years with some of you because you never heard about the Holy Spirit. The only thing you heard about the Holy Spirit that is of the devil. And he wants that to stay there. But I come to tear that mess down. I come to tear it down, destroy it. You know why? He don't want you to learn that belongs to you. What did the Bible say? But ye shall receive what? Power. When? After the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Isn't that right? And ye shall be witnesses unto me first in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, then where? To the ends of the earth. He does not want you to get that truth. He wants you to hang on to some religious stuff that you've been lied to about and made fun of so you can remain under his control. But once you find out that I have been endowed with power and I'm armed and I'm dangerous. Hallelujah. 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 And he wants you to think, well, speaking in no tongue, you don't know what you're saying. He's trying to get on the edge of everything and get where he can confuse your mind. He don't want you to realize when those tongues come out of you, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. And you know what water is one of the most powerful force you can get and come in contact with. Hallelujah. He didn't say out of your belly flow a river. He said rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, but you shall receive power after what the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witness unto me, what, first in Jerusalem, then Judea and Samaria, unto the utmost part of the earth. Is that right? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Now look what Luke says. This is in the New Living Translation. Look what Luke says. Hallelujah. Luke 10:19. Look. 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 I have given you authority over all who all the power of the enemy, and ye can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them, nothing will injure you. Oh, when we find out that we are dangerous, we are equipped, we are armed, we ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do like blind Bartimaeus. Throw that garment aside. Rise up in faith. Say, I refuse to be blind anymore. I refuse to be blind to this truth. If God said I'm armed, then I'm armed. If God said I'm dangerous, then I'm dangerous. Hallelujah. And this is what the enemy don't want you to find out, because he knows once we come together and learn how to operate together, it's just like Jesus said, ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying how? In the Holy Ghost. What praying in the Holy Ghost does? Makes tremendous, according to James, makes tremendous power available. Hallelujah. 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 You ever see a lot of water dammed up and the dam get broken, or the dam breaks? That force comes out, it washes a tree, it creates a lane. If anything in the way, it picks it up and get it out of the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've been called to preach this gospel of good news. Hallelujah. To the lost man, to the drunk man, to the wicked man, to the robber, to the whoremonger, to the extortioner, to all mankind, no matter what's going on, we've been called to preach this gospel and tell them what you're bound with, you don't have to be controlled anymore. I got good news. Here I am to set you free from the bondage that you're bound with. You've been hurting, you've been robbed, you're suffering. And I come to tell you, your suffering days is over because salvation has come to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power. How much? Over all the power of the enemy. See, the enemy, he has power, but just listen, hang on here. He has power, but we can trample, walk on, triumph over. He has no match for the Holy Ghost and the power of God. He has no match that he can stand up. Hallelujah. Ask that crippled man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Here's what happened. Hallelujah. Listen to this statement. Don't short circuit the power that is in you by speaking against the Christ or who you are in Christ. I'm going to say it again. Don't short circuit the power by speaking against who you are in Christ. You need to agree with it. I am a new creature. I am a Holy Ghost man. I am a Holy Ghost woman. I do speak with tongues. I do lay hands on the sick. I am more than a conqueror. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I got more than I need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't short circuit the power. I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. I am the redeemer of the Lord. I am holy in the eyes of God. I am right with God. I am the righteousness of God. I am what God says I am. I can do what God says I can do. Don't short circuit the power speaking against who you are in Christ. Hello? Hallelujah. When you do that, that is called doubt and unbelief. Not having a prayer life. And listen to me now. That's called doubt and unbelief. Not having a prayer life. Huh? Not having a prayer life. That means spending time with Jesus. See, you'll spend time with him. He'll teach you. He'll show you who you are. Huh? Come on now. Hallelujah.